David's been in touch with us regarding an issue with his driving licence. Morning to you, David.
David, how are you?
Good morning. Good morning. What's happened to you?
Great. About 10 days ago, I was in Europe on business. And while I was there, I decided to arrange some car hire for an upcoming holiday at the beginning of March. So I went ahead and arranged that. Hotels and all were arranged. And I realized that I needed the paper part of my driving license. So while I was looking for that, I realized that my license had expired mid-January, which was complete and utter shock to me. I certainly didn't receive any advisory, which I believe is something that the DVA do. But I wasn't too concerned. I had until the 1st of March. So I decided to go online and do a very straightforward renewal. No change of details, no driving convictions, nothing new. And very quickly realised there is no online there's no online applications. There's no facility for that.
For a driving licence?
For a driving licence. I do know there is in the UK. So I was quite shocked at this. And further, there was no application even, or there was no function even to download the paper document. So I was kind of stuck. I couldn't do anything. I couldn't progress my application while I was away. And when I went online, also I was told that there was a 16 working day turnaround time because of some problems they were having. 16 working days would have been just about fine, but it was very close to call.
My goodness, because we've contacted the Department of Infrastructure. Our drivers informed by post when the license due to expire, and they say while they're not legally required to issue a reminder, I thought they would have been, but they're not. They do send an application form out in the post. We've asked them why there's no online application process. They said that the DVA have recently introduced a new driver licensing IT system to replace the old licensing system. The new system will enable DVA to roll out a programme of online transactions. Delivery will commence later this year. So they haven't got around to doing it yet, but I guess they're doing it.
They're doing it. And I was very frustrated, and I wrote to you basically, or I emailed you basically, because I thought, this is awful. I hate to see Northern Ireland doing things that you expect in third world countries.
And really, I'm hearing that since we've got involved, at least they're helping you now, are they? They're sorting it out for you.
Unbelievable. Within 12 hours of your researcher, Gareth, speaking to me.
Yes.
My little helper. Hi, your little helper. A wonderful lady called Geraldine. I'll not give you her surname.
Yes.
But Geraldine explained that they were having some serious backlogs due to the upcoming change. And she told me that she would go and pull my application. She would find it. I got the impression she was going to be digging into sacks of applications. She was going to do her bit, process the application, and phone me back as soon as it was finished. She was going to send it to Swansea for print.
Okay, well, good. That's good news. And at least the DVA are helping you. Listen, thank you very much indeed, David. Good morning.